Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Happy Monday. Happy Monday. This is Erica Black, and you have tuned in to Pull It Together with Erica Black, a show that hopefully gives you really great, insightful tools to help you live a better life. I'm a certified holistic life coach and the owner of my practice, which is called Pull It Together with Erica Black. You've joined me today, and today we're going to be talking about productivity. What's holding you back, right? A poll of top companies across America averages a 29 product, or I'm sorry, a poll of top companies across America averages a 29% productivity rate from the company employees per hour's work. 29% productivity. How are we supposed to accomplish anything? Do you feel that you don't get anything done and waste a lot of time? The truth is, you're probably right. So do you want to achieve your goals for today? For tomorrow? How about for the next 90 days? Want to be more productive employee or business owner? Do you want to do the things that are important to you so that you can live your best life? Well, let's talk about how to do that effectively today on Pull It Together with Erica Black. So welcome, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'll be with you until 12:30 Eastern Standard Time here in the U.S. I'm back home. I've been traveling for the last couple weeks or so, visiting. I've been in West Virginia and Ohio with my family. Really great Thanksgiving, of course. Really wonderful time with my family, friends, loved ones up north. And I am happy to say I'm sitting outside in Tampa Bay right now enjoying. It's not really hot weather today. It's a little overcast, so the sun hasn't had a chance to really shine brightly here. But it's not raining, and it feels nice, and I'm in beautiful Valrico, Florida, which is east of Tampa. And I got back home to Tampa Bay late last week. It was wonderful to be back home. And, you know, I certainly had such a wonderful time. It was bittersweet leaving my father and my family. But it is great to be back home with my family here, my friends here. Had a wonderful time at church yesterday. And it's just good to get back to my life, you know. And so this topic of productivity is really key to me right now because I'm putting together a lot of things. I have a few projects in the fire, a few irons in the fire, right? And yes, when you have multiple projects that you want to attack and work on, how do you really go about that and get the best productivity? Because if the best and the brightest of the top companies across the United States are only averaging a 29% productivity rate, to me, that's unacceptable. I want to work smarter. I want to get more done in a shorter amount of time, right? So welcome. It is Monday, December 7th, 2015. And like I said, this is not a dress rehearsal. I say this all the time. This isn't a dress rehearsal. This is a real show. So you might as well show up and be in attendance today. You'll never get another Monday, December 7th, 2015 ever in your life. So you might as well make it. So how do we do that, right? And by the way, I want to tell you, in case you're feeling a little stressed out, you've got you have two arms, right? It feels like you have 10 that are spinning all kinds of plates, and you think, I just can't take on one more thing. Well, today's topic is not about adding one more thing or any more things to your plate, actually, or being busier than you actually are, juggling even more things. It's about working smarter, about lessening distractions, and lessening obligations to things that aren't really important and that are sucking your time and energy and holding you back. Okay, that sounds good. Actually, we're going to decrease your workload so that you can get more done. That sounds good, right? as I was doing my research and, you know, preparing for the show today, I came upon a funny cartoon. It says it was a drawn cartoon character, right, standing there with a pointer and like a white paper board on an easel, and it said at the top, how to increase your productivity. Step one, spend more time at your workspace and less time at productivity seminars. And step two was get back to work, ! Right? I liked it. Yeah, because, you know, I mean, the funny thing is, I worked this job a few years ago. I was consultant recruiter for civil engineers. And I worked, super hard. I worked as focused as I possibly could. The time that I liked to work, honestly, was about midnight to 5 a.m., because if I went to bed real early, and the company that I was a consultant to, they were based in the UK, so we had about a 5-hour time difference. But if I worked through the night, I knew that hardly anybody was going to be sending me emails, and that I wouldn't get any phone calls, so I wouldn't get any distractions, and I could actually get a lot of work done. But it was nuts. I mean, what they expected of me, if I could have focused 40 hours a week on it, was potentially doable, but I had to take all kinds of phone calls. I was bombarded with emails every day that I had to reply to, and then I had to attend all kinds of interviews and also all kinds of meetings. So with all of those interruptions, the job was just, it was completely unmanageable. No one could do, I truly believe that no one could do that. You know, my way that I typically work, and we all have different styles, right? Some people dive in and they're real super fast at getting things done. They don't have the attention to detail that some other people have, but they're really good at getting things done, turning out the products, right? Other people like myself take more time. We're very detail-oriented, make sure that we turn out an excellent product, and we're a little slower to complete tasks, and that is how I work. That's how I'm wired. That's how God made me. You know, there's no right and wrong. Like for instance, my daughter-in-law, who I love to death, I really admire her because she can put up a Christmas tree in a half an hour. First time I saw her do that, I just didn't even believe it. I'm like, wow, it looks pretty good, too. Where it would take me a whole day because I'd anally fluff all the branches. You know, this is not a real Christmas tree. But, and then even decorating, I would hem and haw and stand back and look and see if the lights were all evenly spaced. Nope, she just did it real fast. And it didn't look bad. It looked good. I'm like, wow, I can learn a few things from her. And that's how we do love to learn things from each other, right? So, you know, we're all distracted. But taking a look at this issue, if we're going to learn something from some people, you know, like, you know, people talk about, well, if you want to be rich, why don't you look at the behaviors of people that have money and look at what they do? Millionaires and billionaires don't go and buy lottery tickets, right? They just don't do it. It's not their practices. You know, they keep a budget. They're smart about money, you know, yada, yada, yada. I mean, watch how they spend. Watch what they do. Watch what they, you know, how they live their lives. And model yourself after that. Right, so many people who are in poverty mindset, you know, they keep on hoping, you know, they might, I mean, not that millionaires would never buy a lottery ticket for fun or never go to the racetrack and you know, for fun, but it's all for fun. It's not because they're thinking that they're going to get a windfall because, you know, chances are, no matter how good you are at picking horses or how lucky you might be, you know, probably won't win the lottery, and you probably won't win a lot of money at the racetrack or the casino. I mean, some people do, and it's random, very, very random, you know, but the better thing is to have different practices in your life, right? So if we're looking at productivity, we want to know how to be more productive. We can definitely look at some of the top performing, really successful people who are millionaires and billionaires, and how they perform is they plan their projects for each day. They don't just go haphazardly into their day. kind of blown around by whatever takes the lead at the moment, but they're very intentional. They schedule their time from, you know, 8 to 10, or from 8 to 8:30 or 8 to 9, I'm going to answer all my emails, I'm going to declutter my email inbox, I'm going to return phone calls, I'm going to make all my phone calls and whatever, you know, handle social media, whatever. And then from 9 to 12, I'm going to focus on project A. So they plan their projects, they plan their time. 12 to 1, I'm going to take a lunch break. From 1 to 5, I'm going to go back to project A, or I'm going to work on project B, you know, whatever. They block out blocks of time to handle these things and knock them out, right? The second thing that they do is cut out all distractions and focus on the task at hand. You know, and what does that mean? We have a lot of distractions, right? Telephones, Facebook notifications, social media, we have emails. A lot of us might have instant messages that come up or text messages, right? You know, all of those things, they block them out so they can really focus. Because the truth is, you know, you can't focus if your phone's constantly going off or if you keep on getting notified by Facebook that someone commented or someone sent you a message or whatever, or LinkedIn or whatever. So they cut out all the distractions. I leave the phone in the other room, you know, focus on the task at hand. And they work uninterrupted and focused for, listen to this, 50 minutes, 45 to 50 minutes, an hour. So they work uninterrupted, very, very focused, very, very clear for 45 to 50 minutes. And then they get up and take a short break. They take a walk. They get a glass of water. They might get a snack if they're feeling a little peckish, you know. But they might do some jumping jacks or, you know, stand on their head or something, anything to get blood flowing, get your body moving, you know. Because, you know, the truth is, what these people know is your attention span only lasts so long. So 50 minutes is about the adult attention span capability. You know, if you push it, you can still keep working, right? If you push through, of course, you can keep working. But you will not have the most productive use of your time. So you need to take that 10-minute break, you know, at least get up, go to the bathroom, get a glass of water or something, you know, and do 10 jumping jacks, whatever. And then they come back and work uninterrupted and focused again for another 50 minutes, right? And they keep on doing that, and then, you know, of course, they take a lunch break and things like that. But that's how they run their days. They have specific times that they return emails and phone calls and things like that. They might, you know, depending upon, you know, if it tied into your business, which mine is, my social media is tied into how I run my business. It's part of my business. But I still don't need to spend all day hooked into it and have certain blocks of time that I set aside just for that reason. And certainly my email is as well, and my telephone. But, you know, there is a time to address those things. There's a time to turn them off. And that's what we can learn from those very successful people. I want to be successful, and I want to learn the behaviors of them. So, you know, some of us don't have the luxury of staying focused like that. So if you're working for a corporation, you may have telephone calls, instant messages, emails, et cetera, that you need to answer immediately because it's part of your job. You know, if your boss calls your extension and you don't pick up a couple times, he's going to come over and go, well, what are you doing? I've tried to reach you twice. You know, or a lot of companies have instant messaging, you know, where someone from one part of the company instant messages you and you have to stop what you're doing and go find a document or something and then, you know, message it back to them. You know, that's the way some corporations roll. I would suggest that whatever company that you're in, if you have a lot, you know, if your company is laden with that you may suggest to to your management or your HR people, they might want to do a productivity seminar, and they might want to have an evaluation of what goes on to see how they can improve the productivity by lessening some of those distractions and streamlining the production a little bit. You know, right? But some of us, you know, are just in a work situation where, you know, it's constant distractions. You know, take note, though, switching your focus continually just decreases your productivity greatly, and that's due to the new term that's coming out is called content switching. And content switching basically is the time and energy it takes to get reassociated and reacquainted to the other project that you're coming back to when your focus is, you know, to the project that you're coming back to. When you've been distracted and you have to put your focus on something else, you know, then when you come back to the project, you need to reassociate and reacquaint yourself with the project and where you're at, right? Content switches, so this term, you know, for what's happening to our brains now, it comes from content switches, and content switches, they're a term that's used to talk about load balancing among groups of servers. So it's a computerized term. It's a term in the computer world for load balancing among groups of servers, which is an enigma to me because I don't understand how computers work. I can use computers, but I don't understand the inner workings or the servers or really the cloud. I know my stuff's on a cloud, but I don't understand how it all works, right? Some of you do. Anyway, that's where we get the term content switching. And, you know, it's a real problem because our brains, it takes time for us to really get on task again. And here's how bad this is, pretty much. So first of all, I wanna tell you, I am sorry I didn't mention this earlier. I wanted to jump in because I was so excited about sharing all this with you. But anyway, I am on Blog Talk Radio, and thank you so much, blogtalkradio.com/Erica Black, every Monday at noon Eastern Standard Time for 30 minutes every week. You can always get the archives on my channel, any of the archives. You can scroll through and listen to any of them at any time, and this one will be ready for an archive in about an hour. There is a chat room available when you log into my station and tune into the broadcast. And also, if you have any questions or comments, you can call in. And the guest call-in number for the studio here is 646-668-2473. Once again, 646-668-2473. And I will be checking the switchboard and the chat room periodically in case you have any questions or comments. And once again, I'm Erica Black, Certified Holistic Life Coach, founder of Life University, helping you to get great at living life, right? Because we only get one, might as well live it well. And my six-month program called Thrive, which is all about getting you past the things that are sticking you so that you can live a life with purpose, intention, and joy, and really the life of your dreams in 6 months. My guarantee is that if you follow my simple instruction and commit yourself to the program, it's a no-lose. You will not lose. You will only win. You'll be living a life you love in 6 months. I guarantee it. All right. So back to productivity. So Ted Herman came out with a graph, and this is based upon a research study that he did, and so based upon the number of small or simultaneous projects that you're working on, then he gives you a percentage of the time available, your time available per project, and then your percentage of loss due to context switching, right? So, okay, so if you're working on one project only, your percentage of time available for that project is 100%, and you have a 0% of loss due to content switching. If you're working on two projects, simultaneously, the percentage of your time available per project you would think would be 50%, but that's not true. It's only 40% per project because you lost 20% of your time switching between the two. And that's really only on two projects. If it's three projects, you're only available for 20% of your time for each project because you've lost 40% to context switching. So 20% per project for three projects is a total of 60% available for projects because you've lost 40%, right? If you're working on four projects simultaneously, your percentage of available time per project is only 10% because you've lost 60% to context switching. And then finally, five projects at the same time, you're only 5% of your time is available for each project because you've lost a whopping 75% to context switching, and you're only operating at 25% productivity, which is not good, right? So what can we do? Well, we can decide that we will work on one thing at a time. You know, that's a conscious choice, and it's a conscious choice to eliminate distractions, right? So like I said, I have a few different irons in the fire, a few projects that I'm working on, but I'm taking the most important tasks first, right? Actually, I have a top, you know, and then different tasks take a different length of time, right? I have, a task that I'm working on right now that's going to take approximately 2 weeks to complete. 2 weeks of, it won't be full time because obviously I have other things, you know, like client meetings and meetings that I have to attend, but it will be fairly focused, more than part-time. It'll be more than a part-time thing. And so, I'll be doing that. But then I have another project that probably will take about 4 hours. It's also very urgent. So, you know, what I do is I'll just block out different time periods to do those two projects. And I suggest seriously checking your email, Facebook and social media, and your phone messages first thing in the morning. Check them first thing as soon as you log into your workday. Then turn them off, just as if you were in an important meeting, and give yourself 100% of your allotted time to focus in and give attention to your project. No TV, no social media, no distractions. Take regular breaks to refresh your body and your mind, and then promptly go back to the task at hand. Of course, take a lunch break after 3 or 4 hours. When you come back, either emails or telephone calls if you choose to, but then reorient yourself because it will take you a little bit of time for your reorientation, right, and reassociation with your project. But get back into your project, check to see where you were at, and then jump right back in a very focused way. You know, if you have more than one urgent project, which I know many people do, my suggestions are is that you focus your morning on one and your afternoon on the other. Working on more than one thing simultaneously will, of course, waste your time and effort, so let's make more happen. You know, there was a study done about productivity with focused work and then multitasking. It was a group of people were given 15 paper clips, a pen and a piece of paper, and then also some pennies to stack in groups of 10, right? 50 pennies. So you'd stack 5 groups of 10, right? And so one group was told, stack 10 pennies, you know, and then draw a couple stars on a sheet of paper. And so basically, you know, you go from one task to the other and then you repeat the cycle. Then the other group was said, stack all your pennies, clip all your paper clips together, and draw 15 stars on a piece of paper. Which side do you think got done faster? It was actually the one that could focus in on one task at a time. So, you're actually in a better shape mentally and emotionally without question. And the other the other group, you know, they weren't really able to focus in on one task at hand. They might have knocked some pennies over and things like that just because they were trying to be speedy, but they were jumping between tasks. And, you know, it takes your brain a second or two to reorient yourself. You know, and maybe even the work wasn't that precise. And I wonder how the stars looked if you only drew a couple at a time. But if you drew 15 at a time, they might be more uniform. You know, there's all different ways that you crew to really eliminate distractions and be able to really focus. And then there's the matter of all the things that we have in our lives, the task, and even, you know, I've mentioned this before, the people that we have in our lives. I mean, if people are sucking your time and energy, then you really need to minimize your time with them. You know, and this isn't a harsh thing because you might really love them. So I'm not saying cut them out of your life, but, you know, you need to put some boundaries on your time and space. And then also look at all your activities. You know, of course, there are things that you really love, and there are things that you really want to do, but you need to determine what's really important to you. If you could only do two things, if you could only have two activities, what would they be? Because, you know, a lot of us might want to do a whole lot of things. But if someone said if we had to really choose two, what would they be? We can probably answer that question pretty easily because we know in our hearts what's the most important things that we want to do. You know, we only have 24 hours in the day. It's true. Unfortunately, we wish we had 48. It's not going to happen. You know, and we only get one day, like I said, it's December 7th, 2015. It's the only December 7th, 2015 that you'll ever have. It's real life. It's not a dress rehearsal. So let's make the most out of it. I would set a goal. What are you ultimately trying to achieve? What is your goal? Maybe set a goal for the next 90 days. And then, and that's your, like, pinnacle of your mountain. That's what you want to achieve. And so but that's only the tip, right? A mountain has a really wide foundation. And the pinnacle is just a small part of the whole mountain. So, you know, you need to have strategic performance, the way that you're going to make the outcome inevitable. And then at the very base, you need your process and your task. Who, what, where, or I'm sorry, who and what and when and where are these tasks going to get done? So who or what are going to do these processes and where and when are these tasks going to get done? That's your base. Then it's your strategic performance. And that's the way that you reach your desired outcomes, complete your projects, and really live the life that you want. It will have, I promise you, joy, purpose, and intention. Also, like I've talked to you before, you know, set your intention for your life. Really dial in. What do you want your life to look like? Spiritually, socially, physically, financially, and professionally. Write it down. Create a vision board. And then put that in front of you every day so you know what your life means, what your intentions are, and what you're going after. It'll give your days a lot more joy, purpose, and intention, and that's what I want for you guys. Anyway, we're about out of time, so thank you so much for joining me today. And once again, please reach out to me. I give free coaching sessions to really anyone. It would be my joy to talk with you and give you some tools and tips to live your best life. Contact me at 513-646-0767. Also, you can email me at youcanpullittogether@gmail.com. Check out my website, Erica Black, that's Erica with a K, black.com. Find me on social media everywhere. I love you guys. Have an amazing week, and I will see you next week here on Pull It Together with Erica Black. Have a great week, everyone. Goodbye.